Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 11 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. As you know, once a week or so, I take a couple of segments and talk to you directly, just you and me, and I've got something I want to tell you about right now that's really important, and I hope you pay attention. This is a major development for your business. So here's the question. Do you have employees who are on salary? Do those employees ever work more than 40 hours a week for whatever reason? If the answer is yes to these questions, your world is about to get more complicated and probably more expensive. Now, I need you to stay with me because I'm going to have to get in the weeds, but just for a minute. So don't glaze your eyes over. Don't change your channel. Stay with me, please. This is important. The current Department of Labor overtime exemption threshold for white-collar employees is anyone with a salary of at least $23,666 a year or $455 a week. Now, when they're exempt, that overtime exemption, when they're exempt, that means the employer, you, are not required to pay overtime if and when that employee, that type of employee on salary, more than that money, more than $455 a week, you don't have to pay overtime if they ever work over 40 hours a week. This threshold applies to all businesses, regardless of size or number of employees. So here's the news. The Department of Labor has announced that as of December 1st, the upcoming December 1st, barely more than a month from now, this year, that overtime exemption threshold will essentially double to $913 a week or $47,467 annually annual salary. So anyone currently receiving a salary of less than this new amount will soon convert to non-exempt status and must be paid overtime when you work more than 40 hours. So if you got people between $23,000 and $47,000 a year, between $455 a week and $913 a week. Anybody in between that who's currently on salary and you're working them overtime, you're immediately, as of December 1, going to have to pay them overtime or give them a big raise or take them off salary. The reason I'm concerned about this change is because of the size of the increase. I fear this new threshold is going to catch and hurt a lot of unaware small businesses in its net. So I took this concern to my audience, to you guys, in our online poll recently, you may remember, some of you probably participated in this, to ask you if you knew about the new overtime exemption changes. Well, unfortunately, at the time of the poll, less than 3 months before taking effect, my concerns were justified because almost three-fourths of you said you didn't know about the change or how it would affect you, or you knew about it and it was going to be detrimental to you. The rest of you, which is just over a fourth, said that you either had determined the change would not affect you because you didn't have salary employees, some people don't, or they were prepared to take advantage, they'd prepared for the new changes. Three-fourths did not know about it or were going to be harmed. That's what I was afraid of, and I was right. So here's the good outcome. What I've said is that this law is going to have one good thing and seven bad ones. Here's the good one. You might be surprised to hear me say that I think a new threshold is not unfair. In 2016, a weekly salary of $455 is too low to expect someone to work overtime without additional compensation. That's not enough money to put somebody on salary to avoid overtime, unless they can leverage their compensation with some kind of commission or bonus if they work more. Now that makes it different. But while an increase in the overtime exemption threshold is not unreasonable, doubling that threshold all at once is unreasonable. And like so many government creations, the devil's in the details, and the devil and this devil will create more problems for both employees and employers than it will solve. So that's the one positive thing. Here are the seven bad ones. First, there will be an increase in record-keeping burden for you, small business owners, because the doubling of the overtime exemption threshold will significantly increase the number of salaried non-exempt employees in Main Street jobs. Small businesses will be burdened disproportionately with additional time and attendance record-keeping. Folks, this is going to be part of your life. This is a new level of record-keeping you have not had to keep up with before. Number two, increased payroll expense. Small businesses in a lower cost of living area, out in the country, out in flyover America, will have an immediate doubling exemption threshold that will create an employee reclassification burden that by definition will result in increased payroll expense, perhaps enough to put you out of business. So folks, just think about that. If you have to change, you either have to give people a raise or take them off of salary and put them and start paying them overtime. That's going to increase your payroll. Number three, flexibility becomes expensive. If you ask an employee or if they ask you to shift hours from one week to the next, that under the new rules, that goodwill gesture will cost you, the employer, overtime for the week with the extra hours. Even if it was your idea or the employee's idea, if they're in that gap, if they're not exempt, it's going to cost both. It's going to cost you hours, payroll, for you to do that good deed. No good deed should go punished, my friends. And that's what this new reg will do. Number four, employee hours will be cut. Businesses in certain industries will respond by splitting a previous 50-hour-a-week job into two 25-hour-a-week jobs in order to prevent their payroll from increasing, hurting the original employee, right? That's going to happen. Bad news for managers, number five, I'm already aware of companies that will react to the new threshold by laying off some of their managers while increasing the responsibility of a smaller number of exempt managers without increasing their compensation. Number six, it'll be a morale downer by putting people on salary, which has been considered a professional accomplishment for generations. HR employees tell me that they're recommending that businesses convert any employee with salaries below the exemption threshold to become hourly. There are millions of Main Street employees whose weekly income fall between $455 and $913. More lawsuits. There are going to be more lawsuits. When businesses take these steps, more employees will file Fair Labor Standard Act lawsuits. That's going to hurt a lot of small businesses. Number, that's the seventh one. When the federal government does things like doubling the overtime exemption threshold in one fell swoop, my friends, it hurts Main Street businesses disproportionately. And in this case, it will create a new administrative burden, increase payroll expense without adding a penny of productivity and possibly hurting morale. For 4 years, polls show small businesses reporting that the mandate of Obamacare disproportionately hurt them. I believe within 1 year, this new overtime exemption threshold will hurt small businesses to the point where they'll think of it as the little brother of Obamacare. Folks, small business owners, buckle up. If you like your payroll structure, you won't be able to keep it. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Do it or die.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.